welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. 2010 Path to the Draft, sponsored by Fox Sports Houston, takes us to Indianapolis. And on Friday at the Combine, General Manager Rick Smith answered questions from the media and started by joking about losing the morning's coin flip to the Atlanta Falcons for the 19th pick in the draft.
John McClain just asked me how we blew the coin toss, so I guess I'll address that first. We actually didn't blow it. The league actually produced a coin, John, this year with each team's logo on either side, and I didn't even participate in the actual coin toss. I sent Chris Olson, our director of football administration, up there figuring that he'd have better luck than me, and it just didn't work out for us. So we'll be picking 20. Anybody have any questions?
Eric, your thoughts on the Jamie Thomas speculation of coming back to Texas, but maybe after the Amon-Ree experience, guys will look elsewhere. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, we're evaluating it like we do every available player, and certainly he has had a tremendous career and would offer veteran presence and a lot of qualities that a lot of teams will be looking for. We're entertaining the idea and the thought process and going through our decision making process whether we would attempt to try to add him to our football team. But he certainly has had a wonderful career and I think still has some productive play in his future.
Your owner just said that y'all would not sign anybody at the end of their careers, that you want guys coming up. Free agents.
Well, what we do, John, and that is our philosophy, I don't know if LT's at the end. I don't know how you define the end of a career. I don't know how many more years he has, but as a philosophy, that is our philosophy. We want young players that are ascending, and those are the type of players that we go after. But as you put a football team together, there are times and instances where a veteran player could add value. I'm not saying that that's the case here, but there are times when that is the case.
You guys got pretty good back in the third round a while back. They say you can get backs anywhere in a draft, but generally it's the first couple rounds, isn't it, that you're getting?
Well, I don't know if that's the case. I know we had some success, in Denver with later rounds, picking backs that were productive. So I think what you have to do as an organization, in my opinion, is you've got to have some real clarity with respect to what you look for. In all positions across the board, and to the degree that you can identify those traits and characteristics and then go find those characteristics, I think you can find value all the way through the draft and in free agency.
Is running back one of those guys can come in and contribute a little earlier than some other positions maybe?
That's true. Running backs, it is a position where you can get some early production from guys. But again, I think it's more, what's more important, if you're not consistent or if you're not successful in identifying what's going to work for you, it doesn't matter when you get them or how you get them. I think that's the key. The key is to understand what you're looking for and then go try to find those qualities in those players and where it fits for your football team.
Since Dante's gone, how important is it to get another corner?
Well, I think it's important. Anytime you lose a player like Dante and who plays at the level that he plays, you've got to think about how do you replace that. I do think we've got some young players on our football team that perform well. I think Glover Quinn did an excellent job for us last year. You've heard Gary say that had it not been for Brian Cushing and his impact, that a lot of people would have been talking a lot more about his contribution and what Quinn did for us. And then Bryce McCain got some quality reps. We still got Jock Reeves on the roster, and Jock started for us, so he's got experience. Fred Bennett has been a starter for us, and so we're not depleted at the position. But you still are looking for impact players whenever you lose a player of his caliber.
That decision.
A lot. I mean, when you make a decision like that, it's not one thing. It's a number of variables. It's level of play. It's level of compensation. It's how does that affect the rest of your team as you look to put a football team together and go, to improve. It's how you feel about the players on the team currently at the position. So it's any number of those things that, and all of those things went into the decision to not tag him and to let him go.
Kevin Walter, and are you optimistic you could reach a deal before free agency starts?
You know what? Kevin's a big part of our team and has been a big-time contributor to our football team. We would like to have Kevin back. We have articulated that to him. I met just as recently as last night with his agent, and just kind of talking about what they expect and you know, kind of where we are to see if there's a way that we can to retain him, because, you know, he's an important part of our football team, and we would like to. Unfortunately, the thing about free agency now is you can't keep everybody. When you talk about putting a football team together and structuring a team and trying to improve and get better, you've got to make some tough decisions, and sometimes you got to let players go that you otherwise wouldn't want to. And that's just a part of it. You know, it's just a part of it.
Do you anticipate there'd be more movement with restricted free agents this year, or are the draft picks still too much of a hindrance?
Yeah, I don't know. My personal opinion is I don't know how much movement's going to be. I think over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, draft picks have you know, people have, you know, not that they didn't understand or realize it before, but draft picks are at a premium these days, and so. You know, when you talk about the restricted free agent market, you're talking about giving up draft picks, and you know, a player that you're going to go and maybe attempt to sign is more often than not, you know, a high producing player, so he's going to have a high tender or so, you know, attached to him, and so I don't know if teams are going to be so forthcoming in giving up draft picks, because I think everybody understands how valuable they are.
Rick, any questions in mind for you guys?
Absolutely make the playoffs if Owen Daniels stays healthy, and how is he coming along, and where is the contract for him in terms of your priority list?
I'd like to think that we, you know, the ifs and buts, I don't deal in hypotheticals very often. We didn't make the playoffs, and that's just the reality of the situation, and we didn't realize our goals of doing that. I do think we've made progress, and I think we continue to make progress. Certainly having a winning season for the first time was progress. You know, some of the individual accomplishments and Pro Bowls and those kind of things, you can see our football team getting better. And so while we didn't realize our ultimate goal of making the tournament, we are continuing to improve, and we've got to continue to do that. That's the focus of this offseason at this point is how do we look at our football team and continue to improve and get better throughout the, you know, throughout the entire roster. So that we do realize our goal, and we don't have to, you know, talk in hypotheticals. He's doing well in his rehab. You know, he is obviously a restricted free agent again this year. So we're talking. I'm going to meet with his agents tonight. So we're talking to all of those, you know, all of our restricted free agents as well as our unrestricted free agents, and trying to get a sense of where we're going and what our approach is with him.
Defensive tackles in the draft. You have Sue and McCoy who could go 1 and 2. You guys might have missed on Travis Johnson. It's such a tough position to make the transition. Why is that? Why are there so many misses at that spot?
Well, just, you know, when you talk about the defensive tackle position in general, it's you know, and you talk about a high pick like that, what you're looking for anytime, you know, regardless of position, you want an impact player. You know, when you're talking about the first or second pick in the draft, and it takes special qualities for a player to come in this league and impact the game at that position. And so he's got to be obviously very gifted athletically, and he's got to be able to acclimate to our game and to schemes. And you know, it's a tough position to come in and impact the game right away. And so. It takes time sometimes, and there are those occasions where you have players who are capable of doing it. They're rare occurrences, and that's why those guys are talked about, you know, in the light that they're talked about, because they potentially could do that.
Could you also address, you know, the running back group this year? You know, coming out in the draft, you've got Spiller, who's kind of a smaller open space guy, but you've got some bigger guys who can run, like Ryan Matthews, and Javon Best is there, and Dwyer from Georgia Tech. Could you just maybe address, you know, the different styles and maybe just the top 4 or 5 or 6 prospects?
Yeah, and I try not to really zero in on any one particular player or position group. You know, in general, I think you're exactly right as you assess the group that, you know, but I think that's pretty common. You know, you've got, you know, the bigger short yardage type of back or bruiser kind of inside runner, power runner versus the speed guy, edge guy. And this draft is, you know, it has, you know, elements of both. And again, I think what's important is that, you know, whatever your need is, you identify that need. And if you can find one of those guys that fits those needs, then you take those guys and hopefully they come in and contribute to your team.
You got enough backs to fill all your needs, but not one. Who would you like ideally? Who would you like to have in the bank if you could get everything?
Jim Brown.
Did he play in your system?
He sure could.
Your team was a bit of an anomaly last year in the sense that you were 1-5 in division, but still finished with a winning record, 8-2 against teams that, you know, outside your division. Is there going to be more of an emphasis on winning those AFC South games each week?
I don't think we can put more emphasis on those games because we already understand how important they are. We are in a very tough division, obviously, and we understand that. And really, the road to the playoffs and to championship caliber play is through your division, ultimately. And we get that and understand that, and that's part of, you know, why we're here working and trying to improve our football team.
Can you talk about Bernard Pollard offered you and the chances of him possibly returning?
Yeah, he did a heck of a job, and I was very, you know, proud of him the way he came in and you know, impacted our football team. And he's one of those restricted free agents that we talked about. I met with his agent last night as well to kind of talk about his future with us. And so I like what he added to our football team. He added a dimension. I think if you look at our defense, we added a dimension to every level of our defense last year, on, you know, up front with Antonio Smith via free agency and Brian Cushing via the draft, and then, you know, Bernard as a free agent, really. And I think those guys at every level added a dimension to our defense, and we've got to continue to add players like that. And if we do, I think we will continue to get better, as we talked about before. But I was very pleased with what he did and happy for him because it was, you know, everybody doesn't get a second chance in this league, and he has taken full advantage of it.
Craig, did you meet with Nick Helson?
I'm scheduled to meet with him before the weekend is out, John.
Are you structuring with the uncapped year your contracts any differently than you would have before or when you planned it?
No, I mean we're approaching this as business as usual. Now there are some rule changes, obviously, that the last cap year affect the contracts as well as the uncapped year do. But, you know, beyond the normal rules of writing contracts, we are, you know, we're not doing anything different.
Write them as if there's going to be a salary cap in 2011?
No, you just we write our deals the same way we've always written them. And again, they're you know, beyond the rules that prohibit you from doing things that you can't do, that because of the last cap year and those rule changes, we haven't changed in our approach or our philosophy, no.
How is the pass rusher out of Cincinnati from last year's draft?
You know what? Connor Barwin. And Connor came in, and he's a tremendous athlete. And when we took him, we understood that, you know, if you remember his history, he was a tight end. He was a defensive end. So he's very raw in the position. But we knew he was an explosive guy and a guy who could add some pass rush opposite Mario. And I think as you watched him progress over the course of the season, we were very pleased with the way he, you know, kind of came on. And I expect him to really, I think his jump from year one to year two after an off season, you know, after the mini camps and another training camp, I think will be exponential. So I'm looking for big things from him.